Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I'll talk about how to start a new company successfully. So what are the energetic keys to starting a successful new business? I'll talk about how to use good timing, numerology, feng shui, and prosperity training to get your business off the ground in a smashingly successful way. I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to let you know that our new fall program for 8 keys to the ultimately prosperous business has been rescheduled. We are now offering an 8-week program with classes for 8 consecutive weeks beginning Tuesday, October 27th through December 15th. And we'll also offer follow-on coaching program to begin in late January or early February. The advantage to this structure is that it gives you a head start to help you bring in money quickly for the holidays. Your investment is $195 or $65 for 3 months. And if you're ready to create prosperity for the holidays and all days, check out this program. We're so confident that it can assist you in your prosperity that it has a money-back guarantee. To learn more, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And once you're there, look for the link to the Fall 8 Keys Prosperity classes under What's New. Now, I also want to let you know that I will be speaking in Bellevue, Washington on Friday, October 23rd, from 8 to 9 p.m. at the Friends Philosophy and Tea House on Bell Red Road. That's just across from Applebee's. Now, my topic will be astrology's economic forecast for 2010, creating a sustainable economy. To learn more, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call Friends Philosophy and Tea at 425-641-4364. That number again, 425-641-4364. So what's up in the heavens? Today, October 9th, has a humdinger set of energies. Our moon is in the sign of Gemini, and it's square to Venus, Saturn, and Mercury, all in Virgo, while it's also square to Uranus and Pisces. This creates a lot of tension. In astrology, this is known as a T-square configuration. It's quite a bit like the old kids game, let's you and him fight. Quite a bit of disruption can occur as everyone gets into the fray. When you have the 5 of 10 planets in challenging and dynamic tension, we get lots of action. This scenario can be fighting over money, especially since there may not be enough to go around. Or perhaps in this case, it's because the U.S. dollar is failing. Now, the good news with this scenario is that we still have an easy way around this mess. It's probably a guy who has good integrity that can help you with this. Mars in Leo is trine Uranus and still sextile to Venus, Saturn, and Mercury. So there's an easy way out. Look for it instead of fighting about who's to blame for what. Mars in Leo tends to be honest and to have a sunny disposition. That's the guy to ask for help. He can solve the problem. In fact, he may be able to solve the money problem. Now, just a note about Mercury, conjunct to Saturn and opposite Uranus. We're to the last day of this major challenge. Thank goodness. Wow. We'll soon be through with the challenges related to communications, cars, and computers. However, we could still get news we're not expecting, and it could be news that will help us wake up in an important way. Just remember, we can't change things unless we're willing to wake up and see what's going on around us. It's our consciousness that changes things. Also, remember to be flexible. Your plans can change unexpectedly, so just go with the flow and be open to where the universe is sending you. Now, next, as I've been reminding you lately, we're in earthquake season with Saturn opposite Uranus. Holy cow, not that again. 3 weeks ago, we had the third of five peaks for this cycle, which is lasting nearly 2 years. This cycle is about making changes that have been needed for a long time, but finally, time's up. Something intolerable breaks. We've been seeing this in different ways. Asia's had earthquakes and tsunamis. There have been explosions in Kabul and Pakistan. We see major changes about to break through related to the U.S. dollar devaluing with other countries. Change, and especially unexpected change, is in the air. So remember, any time between now and September 2010, that's a year from now, we can experience unexpected changes that include unexpected earth and weather changes. So please be prepared for unexpected emergencies, including wild weather, earth changes, and even personal emergencies. I know I've been telling you this for weeks. Have you stocked up yet on extra food, some flashlights and batteries, an extra blanket or two, and some candles? Now is the time to do this. Keep a little extra on hand of supplies you use regularly, and remember to have extra for your pets, too. The emergency you prepare for may be your own. Anyone can have a personal earthquake. Now, for the good news. We're in a high-growth cycle shown by the cycle of Sun trine Jupiter. This high-growth cycle peaks tomorrow on October 10th, and it stays in range through October 17th. Now, if you have a good timing guide, you can see that tomorrow and Sunday also have a good final result through 6:38 p.m. Pacific time on Sunday. So have at it and make some good new starts. This is a great opportunity. Plus, we have some great energy to help you envision your success. Not only do we have Sun trine Jupiter, we also have Sun trine Chiron and Neptune. This set of energies comes fully into range today on October 9th. It's going to peak on October 15th, and it stays in range through October 22nd. This period is excellent for gaining clarity for what you want in your life or business. You can see many possibilities as well as heal issues from the past that have held you back. So, this is an excellent time to do a vision board with pictures of what you'd like in your business or life pasted on a poster board. Vision boards work subconsciously. You look at them each day and your subconscious goes off to get what it sees on the poster board. So start cutting out magazine pictures of what you'd like to see in your life. All images that inspire you are helpful. You don't even have to know how they fit into your life. Just cut them out and paste them together on a poster board in an appealing way. Then start looking at it often and see what shows up in your life. This period is also excellent for leaders to share their vision and inspire others with it. However, it's easiest to communicate that vision in a clear way between October 16th through the 27th, when we will get Mercury trine Jupiter, Chiron, and Neptune. And I'll talk more about that set of cycles next week. Now, next, as if that all of that isn't fantastic enough, late on October 12th, Jupiter starts moving forward again. It's been moving backwards since June 15th, and that retrograde time signaled us to prepare for our next promotional period. This often includes training new sales or customer service personnel, developing new products or services, and creating a promotional plan for them. Now that Jupiter will move forward again, this signals us to launch our new products and services or our new promotions. And as I just mentioned, that will happen on October 12th. So please make every effort possible to be ready to roll out new products and services or promotions on October 26th. That date has extra high growth and abundance. Do whatever you can to take advantage of it. Could be an email blast, could be a direct mailing, could be anything that will get somebody's attention. Publishing an article, lots of possibilities. There will not be a better high growth and high abundance date until after mid-March 2010. However, I do want to let you know that October 27th also has a lot of abundance. It doesn't have the high growth that October 26th has, but it has some excellent communications, and it's also a very good day. So if you can launch your new products and services or promotions on either of those days, you'll do it quite well with it. Now, one last thing I want to mention about all these fantastic Jupiter, Chiron, and Neptune cycles is that, economically speaking, these cycles are inflationary. There's already talk afoot that several countries are putting together a basket of currencies to replace the U.S. dollar as a world currency. This would instantly cause a lot of inflation here. So if you haven't already bought gold, do so now. Yes, today. Gold is going to spike soon, so don't wait any longer. It may seem high, but it will likely go to $2,000 and maybe even higher. Lastly, I want to remind you that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens, and you can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. To do so, just go to my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. The link is under What's New by the link from my radio show. Get signed up today. Now, do you want to start a company that will provide a job for yourself and others? When I come back after this short break, I'll talk about how to start a company successfully using energetic tools like good timing, numerology, feng shui, and more. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2010 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2010 good timing guide today.
Creating a fulfilling life is now easy with the Code to Successful Living given to you in one 90-minute human design reading. Chetan Parkin describes your life and being in vivid detail. See his new book, published by HarperCollins, Human Design, Discover the Person You Were Born to Be, at humandesignforusall.com or call 760-298-0918. That's 760-298-0918 and visit humandesignforusall.com.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
You heard about it last year. You even thought about entering, but didn't. Now, life is giving you a second chance. Announcing your second chance to change from the inside out with Dr. Pat's 2010 Holistic Makeover. So get on board. Winners will embark on a journey to make powerful change with the help and support of an entire team of coaches. Want to be a winner? Fill out the survey and tell your inspired story and how you plan to pay it forward. Go to drpatsmakeover.com. That's drpatsmakeover.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, I'm talking about how to start a company successfully. We've all heard the usual ways to start a new business, but today, I want to talk about the energetic keys to starting a successful new business. They include good timing, numerology, feng shui, and prosperity training to get your business off the ground. But first, let's start by talking about good timing for a new business. What does that mean to start a new business with good timing? When a company is born or started with the state, the chart for that date, time, and location tells about every aspect of the company and how well it will work out. It shows what happens with the company's finances, the company's reputation, what type of products and services it will sell, and even who the customers are. It shows where the company is likely to be located and tells what the company's facility will be like. It also shows the best ways to market the company and how well the sales process goes. Vendors, legal issues, operations, employees, managers, and even inventory all show up in the company chart. Amazing, isn't it? Even more important is that you can tell from a company chart how fast a company will grow. All the income streams show up in a company chart, and even how well they flow or if they're challenged. The company profits show up, including whether the company is profitable and whether it retains its profits or if they just tend to disappear. It shows the company's creditors and investors and the relationship that the company has with them. Indeed, there is absolutely nothing about a company that doesn't show up in a chart. So the most important step to take when you're starting a new company is first to get a good date and time for starting it with the state. A date and time with high growth, a date and time with good finances, a date and time with appropriate products and services, and a strong company reputation. And here's the real clincher. Every week, the universe gives us at least 3 timeouts per week. These are periods when the ball is not even in play, so you can't score. Years ago, back in the early 90s, the Wall Street Journal published an article about a group of astrologers who researched 1,400 randomly selected companies. All of them had gone bankrupt, and the astrologers wanted to know if there was a common astrological cycle that would show up for this. Well, it turned out that 100% of them, yes, 100% of them, were started during timeout periods when nothing comes of it. I always thought that was an amazing statistic. You rarely ever hear anything happening 100% of the time. Now, what if you've already started your company and it's not doing so well? What can you do then? Well, you can actually restart your company by changing the company's legal structure. This means you could reincorporate it by changing it from an incorporation to a limited liability company or vice versa. Or you could change it to a different type of corporation, such as a subchapter C or S corporation. Or you could reincorporate it in a different state. If your company is a sole proprietorship, then you can switch it to an LLC or an incorporation. Unlike with humans, at least with a company, there's a way to restart it. Now, some states don't require you to file with the state if you're making below a certain amount of money. Holy cow, I am here to tell you, not filing with the state is a big mistake. From the universe's point of view, you don't even have a company unless you start it with the state. Basically, until the company has a legal structure with the state, it has no bones, nothing to form it, so it's pretty hard to grow. And in fact, that's exactly what doesn't happen. It doesn't grow. It will never get big enough to require you to file. So just bite the bullet and file with the state. Become a real company and do it with good timing. Now, when you start a company, you have another very important step you must take, which is to give the company a name. This is also huge, just like starting with the correct date and time. And why is this such a big deal? Because the name of the company is putting out a vibration, which will either attract or repel your potential customers. What's the value of a good name? Ask Coca-Cola or Nike. A good name can be worth billions. So, what can you do to get a good name for your company? The best way to do this is to work with a numerologist who understands business. Numerology is a method where each letter of the alphabet is correlated with a particular number, and each number is associated with different traits, skills, and characteristics. So, when you select a name of a company, you are choosing the traits, skills, and characteristics that your company will vibrate out to the world. Those company talents and abilities are what the name vibrates at a very unconscious level. When a prospective customer sees the name, they react to it, but usually they don't know why. It's because the company's name vibration. It's because of the company's name vibration and whether it resonates with what they're seeking. Now, how is that different from what's in the company chart? Most of the time, a prospective customer sees the company name first. They get their immediate impact from the company name even before they decide to see what their products or services are. So the company name and even product names are very important to the success of a company, product, or service. Now, I mentioned that it's best to work with a numerologist who has worked in business. There aren't a lot of these folks around, but I can refer you to someone who fits this bill perfectly. That's Maureen St. Germain, and she's listed on my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Just click on Meet Our Guides, and she's listed there. Remember, a good name can be worth millions or billions. Now, let's move on to feng shui. What has that got to do with getting your business started and off the ground? Well, actually, quite a lot. Although the step tends to come a little later, it's very important. Feng shui effectively provides you the best way to arrange your office in order to be the most successful. It will also help you choose an office, one that has an auspicious layout, design, and orientation. Do you realize that your environment is a reflection of your inner self and your inner energies? If you have stuck energies within, you'll see them around you in your office and home. They look like doors and windows that don't open easily or fully. Or they look like paper piles that never seem to go away. Or they look like clutter that blocks a corner or the flow of traffic through an area. Or they look like a desk that's up against the wall or being blocked in other ways. Feng shui covers many, many areas, and it goes deep into many, many layers. This is not something to read a book about and do on your own. If you have a business, this is something to have done professionally because it can result in big increases in clients and money. Feng shui has a lot to do with the flow of prosperity in a company and even the workflow in a company. In fact, all areas of a company show up in feng shui just like they do in a company chart. So it's important that the energies in each area work harmoniously in a flowing way to support the company in an optimum way. Smart retailers get their stores feng shuied because their sales increase significantly. People want to be in the store, and they linger longer, making more buy decisions. Donald Trump uses feng shui for his buildings, and he's no dummy. There are many tales of companies who were turned around by feng shui changes that were recommended. So let's suppose you've got your company name with a good vibration for it, and you've started your company on a good date and time. Plus, you've had your company feng shuied. Now what? Is that all there is? Will you automatically start making your millions? That's actually a great question. Your company will be off to a great start, that's for sure. No matter what the potential of your company is, you will do a lot better with these things than without them. But what goes wrong at this point is related to all the training we've had in creating scarcity. We're masters at worry. We focus on all the things that can go wrong, trying to prevent those things from happening. But guess what? That's when they do go wrong, because we spent all that time and energy focused on that. After one thing goes wrong, we wonder when the next thing will go wrong, all the time not realizing that it's us who is choosing the next thing to go wrong by focusing on it. And eventually, this all gets down to the money again, and then we go into fear. Of course, all these things just send money away from us. Every time we're in fear, anxiety, stress, frustration, or worry, energetically, we're telling the universe, no, please, don't send me money. We've even been convinced that we have to do, and that's the only way to be successful. In reality, though, no amount of doing can overcome being out of alignment energetically. This is why we all need prosperity training, but especially if we're going to run a company or manage part of one. Small or large, the size of a company doesn't matter. What matters is that we retrain ourselves to become energetically in alignment with prosperity, ease, and flow so it can come to us easily and quickly. This This is why we offer our 8 Keys Prosperity Training, so business people can learn these techniques. And when you do all four of these things, your company will be unstoppable. If you're ready to start a successful company, get started with good timing, numerology, feng shui, and prosperity training. Then just take off, and you will have such a better chance than anyone else. Okay, now I know we're coming up to a break time, and do you have a question for me? After this short break, I'll be taking your calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. If you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Be a part of intimate conversations with women's health pioneer Dr. Christian Northrup and lifestyle expert Cheryl Richardson as they take your questions and discuss the pitfalls and pleasures of practicing good self-care. This all-day event will help you create a life of health and happiness. It features individual presentations by each author as well as a joint appearance. Join us in Boston on October 17th for an empowering event. Visit hayhouse.com for seats.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for an initiatory journey to Egypt, May 2010. Picture yourself meditating in the Great Pyramid, cruising down the Nile on a private sailing yacht, and exploring ancient temples in exclusive visits. For a journey that expands your consciousness and opens your heart, call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Perfco Green. Biodegradable by nature, green by choice. Traditional trash bags stay in our landfills and pollute the earth for over 800 years or more. Perfco Green trash bags disappear naturally within 2 years and leave nothing harmful behind. Convert your home, school, and business to Perfco Green. Now available at Walgreens, Amazon.com, OfficeMax, and other local stores. Visit PerfGoGreen.com. That's PerfGoGreen.com.
Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max.
Get to the heart of what matters most in your life, work, and relationships with Dr. Joanne White's inspirational books, CDs, and other products. Discover powerful tools to help you succeed and achieve no matter where you are right now. Dr. Joanne White, the Success Doc, author, speaker, life, business coach, and energy intuitive will show you how to enrich your life. Call 1-877-DOC-WHITE or visit docwhite.org.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. I'm now taking your calls and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need your birth date, time, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And after taking your calls, I'll also give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, first, before I take your calls, I want to let you know that if you're about to start a new company, now is the time to contact me about doing a new company start for you. We have some good dates in October for starting certain types of new companies. Then, nothing is good again until late March or early April. So I can find a date and time that's appropriate for the type of company you're creating with high growth and good finances and that will work with your own chart. Even excellent dates have bad financial times. So start your company with good timing. Call me right away at 877-524-8300 to discuss this if you'd like to start a successful company. My toll-free number again is 877-524-8300. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let's start things off. And again, that number is 1-800-930-2819 if you want to give us a call here at Cosmic Connections with Madeline Gerwick. 1-800-930-2819. We'll head off to, looks like Colby's hanging out in Northgate, Seattle, or the Seattle area where Northgate is, of course. She wants to increase more business for herself, Madeline, and her information is February 5th of 1967. She's sort of kind of narrowed it down to 2 a.m. on when she was born. She's kind of unclear, so we'll see what we can do with that. And she was also born in Syosset, I believe I got that right, Syosset, New York, which is on Long Island. Did I get that right, Colby?
Actually, I'm a boy, so I'm a man.
Oh, I apologize. Sorry about that.
My name is Colby, and I was born on February 5th, 1967.
Perfect.
Okay, perfect, Colby. Now, what kind of a business are you in?
I work as a spiritual healer.
Okay. And do you have a company started with the state?
Yes, I do. I do. And I actually just went over to an S-Corp.
Okay.
And the business, that paperwork was processed, according to the state of Washington, on 5-21-09.
5-21-09. You know what? I'm going to actually pull that up because I can tell you quite a bit better from that. Okay.
I don't know what time they processed it. But, you know.
Well, we'll just use noon, and that will be fine for a company. So tell me again. It was May 21. Is that right?
May 21, 09.
Okay.
And the legal name for my company is Colby S. Wilk, LTD. But
okay.
People know it as Heal Through Spirit.
And is it Olympia that you did it at? Or yeah,
well, I would believe so. It's from, I'm looking at a document from the state of Washington, Secretary of State.
Yeah, okay, Olympia, yeah. Okay, that's perfect. Let me have a look at this chart, because that'll tell
me
a lot more than if I look at your personal chart, yeah. Okay, so how is this company doing for income? Wow, it's had a little bit of, looks like profitability has been a little bit low lately. Now that's going to improve after next year. Probably, let me think here. I want to say, let's see, probably middle of next year, maybe June, July, something like that, that profitability will improve. I'm just going to look. Yeah, July of 2010. Let me just look here real quick to see when does it get to that area. Might be wrong about this. Oh, yeah, I'm wrong. Okay, so it gets there. Holy cow. It gets there around late October. So so you've still got another year when there's, you know, potentially less profitability than what you might want. but in the long run, what's going to happen here is you are going to have a steady profitability. You know, you have some good aspects to this. It's just that it has, you know, at the moment, it's still in building mode.
Right.
You know, and so it's going to take it a little while to build up to a level that you're feeling, you know, really strong with. Now,
incorporate on a different date?
Let me look at your income level here. Your income level, it looks like you have steady income.
I do. I'm making a living right now doing what I do, and I'm very good at what I do.
Right.
But it's not at the point of abundance yet.
Right, right, right. Yeah, that's what it looks like. It looks like you have steady income. So, you know, and let me see here in terms of growth. Does this company have high growth? Actually, this company does have the potential for high growth. So, so that part is still good. And let me see. Tell me what you do as a company.
I work as a spiritual healer, so I help people change their relationship to life and themselves by helping them access higher realms.
Okay. And do you do this in multiple ways?
I use multiple modalities. Of the time I'm using a theta healing.
You're using what now?
Theta healing. It's an energy
modality.
Theta
healing. Yes, I have heard of theta healing. Yes, okay. And you have some other techniques that you're using as well. So that makes some sense. And, actually, I'd say that particular date works, reasonably well for what you're doing. It probably has the sun square to what, it has the sun square to the spirituality factors that you're doing. But that's okay, at least they're talking to each other. I'd rather have that than nothing, you see. If there were no talking to it, I'd think, well, I don't know. might not work so well, you see. But at least they're talking, and that's important. So you're not going to have the highest growth. You've got some challenges in the money area, but they're mediated, so there's easy ways around them. And you can probably make it with that chart. It'll just take a little bit of time.
And things will start to shape up next year.
Yeah, it'll probably take until after, like I said, the end of October for, profitability to pick up.
All right, anything I could do to increase my possibility?
You can try marketing, and marketing will help you to grow the company faster. You should try doing it in innovative ways, like do you have anything online for yourself?
I have a website, and I send out a weekly healing to people, and I appear at East West Books and different places like that.
Okay. And do you have any social media or anything like that going on, like a Facebook or anything like that?
I have Facebook, and I have a lot of video.
Okay.
A lot of audio clips.
Yeah. So those are the kinds of things to be doing, things that will help put you out in a bigger way. And radio is a good one for you, too.
Oh, maybe I'll be on your show. That'll be
you
great.
Never know. You're on it right now. Yeah, so anything to do with broadcast media, internet, anything like that will help you to market yourself. That will help you to grow it.
Okay, it sounds like they're okay numbers. It doesn't sound like it's calling for me to reincorporate on a different date.
Not necessarily, no. It's a fair amount of work to reincorporate, I mean,
it is.
Yeah. I mean, you have to hit it. In Washington, it's not so bad because you can do it online. But, in other states, they're not so lucky, and they actually have to show up at the Secretary of State and hit it in, their 10-minute window or whatever they get. It can be a challenge. You're really, I think, pretty well set up here to do this work with that chart.
Okay, great. And
okay.
Can I be greedy and ask another question, or do you need to take another caller?
Benny, is there another caller waiting?
Feel free to just ask away. We got a couple of minutes anyways for the break.
Oh, okay. All right. So what's your next question? Love life. Oh, we have
Help
to go back
me.
To your other chart here. Hang on a second here.
Thank you, Benny.
That's not going to show up in your company chart for sure. Okay, love life. What's happening in your love life right now?
Nothing.
Nothing. Well, today would be the day to go out and party and meet somebody, because you got the unexpected possibility of meeting somebody today.
Okay.
Yes, today would be a good day to do that. And now let me see here, Mars. Yeah, actually, you have some opportunities for, growing through fun. Try and find some fun things to do.
Okay.
And that will put you in touch with a potential partner.
Any time when it's more possible to meet somebody other than today?
Well, right now looks really good. Today, tomorrow, this weekend looks really good.
Sounds like a night on the town here for Colby.
Yeah, I think so.
That's what I'm guessing. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so check that out and see how you do. Okay, I hear the music. And when we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2010 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2010 good timing guide today.
Did you know Greek Gods yogurt fat content is extremely healthy? The bacteria present in Greek Gods yogurt loves fat. During the fermentation process, the probiotic bacteria predigest the fats for us, converting them into a very good source of fat. This type of fat is in the form of healthy short-chain fatty acids, and they are necessary not just for overall health, but also for weight loss and fast metabolism. For more information, visit GreekGodsYogurt.com and analuke.com.
In the world of Amelina, our commitment is to making the time spent with us an interlude to be remembered and treasured. The best gift is the gift of health. Give it to yourself and valued others. Amelina International Day Spa is located in downtown Seattle and Yakima Valley. Visit our website at amelina.com. That's spelled UMMELINA.com. Or call 206-624-1370.
Are you tired or struggling to get to where you want to be in your life? Want some help getting to that next level? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and passionate champion of your complete success. I'm excited to give you powerful books, teas, and coaching to help you easily transform your life from the inside out. Now is the time to make your life sing. Visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Creating a fulfilling life is now easy with the Code to Successful Living given to you in one 90-minute human design reading. Chetan Parkin describes your life and being in vivid detail. See his new book, published by HarperCollins, Human Design, Discover the Person You Were Born to Be, at humandesignforusall.com or call 760-298-0918. That's 760-298-0918 and visit humandesignforusall.com.
Is it possible to change your physical destiny in just 1 hour without suffering or willpower? Cat Jabe says yes. Hear what transformed Cat and others as you jumpstart your own freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths with pioneering experts and real-life stories. Cat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Cat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific on the Dr. Pat Show Network. Visit thecatjamesshow.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and if you have a question for either a personal question, prosperity question, economic or timing question, you can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again, 1-800-930-2819. And remember, for personal questions, I need to know your date, time, and location of birth. And also, before I take your calls, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get to the heart of your biggest challenge. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
Unfortunately, we do not, but I will reserve the lines to be open at this moment if anyone wants to call in at 1-800-930-2819. I guess everyone's got a little bit more on their minds today on a Friday. 1-800-930-2819. But you know what, Madeline? I've got your back. I'm going to step up to the plate here and knock one out of the park. Although I do have a caller calling in right now.
Go ahead and take that info, I'll mention something else to our listeners here while you're doing that.
I'm saved. I'll go back to the dugout for a few minutes.
Okay. Benny's having a few love life challenges, and we were going to talk to him about those on the air. But one thing I want to mention to everyone is that earlier, when I talked about feng shui for your company, I forgot to mention to you that there is a great feng shui person as part of my company who can actually feng shui your company from a long distance, just with some pictures and a layout of a floor plan of your company. And Peg Donahue is on my website. She teaches feng shui, and she does feng shui. She's also a prosperity coach and an emotional freedom and healing specialist. She does an amazing job. And she has worked in business. And this is very key. You know, you need somebody who's actually worked in business and understands what happens in a business. And she was actually vice president of a very large company. So she brings to the table a very different perspective than what most people have. And her training and background is perfect for your business. So if you're looking for someone to help you feng shui your business, just go to my website at www.askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And just click on Meet Our Guides and look for Peg Donahue. Okay, Benny, who do we have? Okay, Benny is still doing information, so we're just going to mention a couple of other things about getting your company started at a great time, which is that this month is the best month we have left until at least the end of March or middle of April, and after that it would be late May. So we've got some very, very limited times to start a company, but right now is really, really good, especially for certain types of companies. So if you are considering starting a company now, especially if it has anything at all to do with healing, anything at all to do with increasing consciousness, anything at all to do with broadcasting, etc., now is the time to call me and have me do a new company start for you. So, Benny, do we have a caller?
We do. I think we have time for just one more caller, and we're going to go to Chris. She's calling in from Burien. She wants she's looking to improve her health a little bit, so let's see if we can help her out. Her information is 7-11 of 57 at 3.
July 7, 1957, okay.
Yep, 7-11-57.
At 7-Eleven. Whoops,
yeah,
I 7-Eleven. That wrong.
That's right. I was hoping you got that right.
There we go. Okay, I got it. All right, what time?
3:12 a.m.
3:12 a.m. Okay.
In Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Milwaukee. Okay.
So, Chris, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks a lot. Hi, Madeline.
Hi. How are you doing, Chris?
Doing all right. I've been dealing with mouth sores and issues like that for about a year now. And,
weird.
Excuse me?
That's weird. Is it? Has your doctor done anything nutritionally for that or anything? What does your doctor say?
Well, yeah, I've been through a battery of tests, and they've come up to suspecting it might be Crohn's disease.
Oh, wow.
But I don't have any of the other symptoms like Crohn's disease would have, like the diarrhea, the stomach cramps, anything like that.
Okay, so you don't have any of that. So let me see what's going on here health-wise. Okay, let's see here. Yeah, it looks like, did this start maybe a year and a half, like 2007, 2008?
Well, it happened, yeah. It kind of started full-blown coming up to a year in October. Well, this is October,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let me see here. I was looking to see. It seems to me like that was right about when Pluto trined your Pluto. And let's see. Saturn, Well, just based on what I can see very, very quickly. You have a couple of things going on. One is that you're under a transformational period, which is should start to relieve itself fairly soon. But transformational periods often mean you have to let go of something that you're maybe not too thrilled about letting go of. And so that's one of the challenges. Another one, Chiron is sitting practically exactly on your midheaven. So you've had a Chiron return recently, and sometimes that can be the period where something is coming up because you are not in alignment with your quest. In other words, if there's something that you really, really have wanted to do, but you haven't done it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, then sometimes the body starts going into these types of things trying to get your attention. It's really your soul trying to talk to you and say, look, you know, we're not on track.
Yeah.
So see if there's some way that you can get yourself on track. And if you would like to talk about it more, we're going to run out of time here, but if you would like to talk about it more, call me for a consultation.
Okay, and you don't see it turning around anymore.
Yeah, my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. But that's what I see quickly going on, and I'm only looking at one set of five cycles. There are five cycles that a person goes through all the time.
Transformational period's ending soon, so then therefore it should be turning around then, right? Whatever I'm doing.
Yeah, except for the Chiron part is still peaking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that Chiron?
Chiron.
Chiron. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
alrighty.
You know, it's right up your midheaven. So if you're focusing on changing something there, then I would do it, you know, for your career.
Uh-huh. Okay.
If there's anything going on that way, I would see if you can't get in alignment. And thank you for calling in, Chris.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, each week, I give a prosperity tip for our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And this week, your tip is this. Lighten up. Take your challenges less seriously. What will happen if you don't meet a particular goal or number? Will you go to jail? Go to the hospital? Die? If not, then lighten up. Have several laughs about the absurdity of it all. Then tackle them again. Money loves laughter. Very much attracted to laughter, fun, and joy. So look for the humor in the situation and stay focused on that. Money will come running to you. Now, next Friday on October 16th, my show will be about an Ascension update. Who's in the game? We've been through a lot of energetic changes this year, and we're still going through them. Let's stop and take a look around to see who's in the game with us. What's up ahead, and what are we up to now? I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And in the meantime, remember to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, be sure to order one of the new 2010 Good Timing Guides and the newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe and have the wind at your back. Or you can call us toll-free to order or to arrange a consultation or timing at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you a good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.